Hello, everybody. Monday, May 24th, 2021. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchman, the private track. If you're brand new to this, if you've been around, then thank you for your continued support. You picked a heck of a day to start. Here we go. After Saturday that we had not a barbell in sight, today there's only a barbell in sight. And it's a bruiser. Today's a heavy day at a high heart rate. The only way to get strong isn't necessarily a 5x5 or a 7x1. Today's going to do the trick as well. Here's what we have, one of the linchpin tests. Linchpin test number 7. 4 rounds for time. First of all, the men will get themselves, for the prescribed workout, a barbell that weighs 205 pounds. The women's will weigh 145 pounds. And now, test number 7 is 4 rounds for time of 4 power cleans, 4 front squats, and 4 shoulder to overhead. Yikes. The last time we did this was on November 14th, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check how it went for you. So this is obviously a very challenging workout. None of it needs to be unbroken, by the way. Let me just go ahead and say that. You know, what a lot of people will probably do is the 4 power cleans. If you can do them touch and go, fantastic. They don't have to be. A lot of people may do them as quick singles, and then on the 4th power clean, when you have it in the front rack position, go ahead and do the 4 front squats. And, well, I should say, depending on how you're feeling, the 4 front squats into the shoulder to overhead, or people might do 3 front squats, drop the barbell, recover themselves a bit, then go ahead, clean the bar, do 1 front squat, and then go into the shoulder to overhead. So you can break it up in several different ways, but today's a challenge. And I said, you know, let's say that you want to scale this if you're not going to do it prescribed. A good rough guideline would maybe be to choose a loading that's 70% of your 1 rep max of whatever of those 3 elements happens to be your weakest overall lift, or the lift that you struggle with the most. Whether it's the power clean, the front squat, or the overhead work, whichever the one is toughest for you, you could pick 70% of that lift and go ahead and do test number 7 with that. We've got it's Monday. There's a video entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. So if you haven't watched that yet, pause this, go watch that, or else everything that I'm about to say may not make a lot of sense. Then come back and finish this video, but make sure that you do that or you won't get the full benefit. We've got a video showing the power clean, the front squat, and the push jerk. Super fitness robot time, my goodness, 6 minutes or less. I mean, some folks will do that, and it's insane to me. More likely time could be around 10 minutes. Again, this is a challenging workout, and some people might decide today to just not run the clock. Just make it a pure heavy day at a high heart rate, and let it take the time that it takes, as long as you can safely move the loading with proper mechanics. If your time drifts a little bit past the more likely, there's nothing wrong with that. Scaled option today. 4 rounds for time, 4 power cleans, 4 front squats, 4 shoulder to overhead, but we knock the loading down to 135 for the men, 95 pounds for women. Limited equipment crew. All they've got is their trusty dumbbells, so they're going to get a bit more volume. Pair of 50-pounders for men, pair of 35s for women on the dumbbells. 4 rounds for time of 12 dumbbell power cleans, 12 dumbbell front squats, and then 12 shoulder to overhead, be it push press or push jerk. God bless the limited equipment crew. Dumbbell power clean video shown, as well as the dumbbell squat and a dumbbell push jerk. No equipment workout today. 5 rounds for time, 21 jumping air squats. That's just a regular air squat, but at the top of the movement, you jump 2 or 3 inches into the air. That's it. It's not a max effort jump. 21 jumping air squats, 15 glute bridges, and then 9 handstand push-ups. And we have videos showing the air squat as well as kipping and strict handstand push-ups. Which route you go is your choice, but you should have strict capacity before you decide to kip. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Oh, here we go. Hey, the barbell's broken out. You're loose as a goose. Let's get into it. The first thing is an either or, not both. Also, you can choose not to do any accessory work at all. That's why it's optional. But for those ready for it, here we go. Linchpin barbell complex number 4 for load. So you choose the load that you want to use. 7 power cleans, followed by 7 thrusters. So not power clean thruster, power clean thruster. You do 7 power cleans, then 7 thrusters. That's considered one complex. You're done with one complex. You're going to do 2 to 4 complexes total. Your choice, depends upon how you feel. And you'll rest 2 minutes between each complex. And nothing needs to be unbroken. Or strict shoulder press. 3 sets of 8 to 12 repetitions. Get in some great overhead strength, and certainly less taxing than barbell complex number 4. Again, so you can make an intelligent choice if you're choosing to do the accessory work based upon how you feel today. Then the other part of the accessory work is also an either or. Glute ham raises or single leg stiff legged deadlifts. Glute ham raise requires a GHD, so I always like to give another option, but it's a phenomenal movement. 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, video shown there, or single leg stiff-legged deadlifts. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, video shown there as well. Cool down and stretching, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. Foam roller for the back and lats, but of course, you can foam roll just about your whole body. And then wall shoulder stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes. Everything is accompanied by a video. I hope you enjoyed one of the linchpin tests. It is a challenge for sure. If you had to scale it or modify it, I hope you did that with a smile on your face, because scaling is cool. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.